You are a max health, exercise and lifestyle professional. And of course, if you take the first letter of each one of those words, you'll get help, which of course is what being a max health, exercise and lifestyle professional is all about. It's helping people to achieve their health and fitness goals, their sporting goals, their self-esteem goals. How can I help the people in my world, the people that I want to train, my target market, how to be healthy, fit and strong? So the entire program is not about learning stuff. It's not about doing quizzes, doing assignments or assessments or doing exams. It's about getting you ready to be a top level exercise professional so that you can help people to achieve their goals. So the final knowledge check at Max, which is a series of real life scenarios that as an exercise professional, you will either be asked to do, or it will be excited if you're asked to do, or you will have your own real life scenarios that come up in your career path as an exercise professional, as a top level fitness business person, and you will want to be ready and prepared for them, I'm sure. So if you were asked to speak at a medical conference, at a fitness conference, at a business event, a business networking event, if you were asked to speak at your local school, if you were asked to do a chat for your local target market, or you were asked to write magazine articles, blogs, do website posts or social media posts for your own business or for somebody else's business, that you would be not just prepared, but you would practice, plan and prepare for a powerful presentation, powerful performance, for being a powerful, passionate, positive professional. I think I've got enough P's in there. So the first thing to remember about your Max final knowledge check is it's not an exam, it's not a test, it's not a final assessment, it's not a delivery of information. It's about you sharing with your world, with your target market, with the people that you will be training, that you are excited to be able to train them and that you know how to do it properly and that you can deliver the information in a simple and easy to understand way that people would actually want to train with you because you make sense. So please be aware that if you are thinking this is an exam, an assignment or assessment, or you've been to university before and you understand what the university system's like or the final years at high school are like, this is not that. Max is not an education program to prove that you have in-depth knowledge about anatomy and physiology, the endocrine system and how to understand macronutrients. Anybody can Google that, and that's the really important part of your final knowledge check, that if you deliver information that people can Google, then you haven't got that knowledge check in your headspace or you don't understand what the knowledge check is all about. So let's have a look at some great questions to ask before you start, or if you have already started putting together your final knowledge check, you might want to reconsider what you've already done to make sure that you've got great answers to these questions. So the awesome thing about Max is that your final knowledge check is available to you from day one. You can print it off, you can put it on your laptop, on your phone, and you can read it every day so that as you go through the program, you can practice, plan, and prepare to produce a powerful final knowledge check. But the really important thing about this knowledge check is it should be now available when you are a fully qualified health, exercise and lifestyle professional to use as a blog post, to use on your Facebook page, to use as a magazine article. If you're doing videos or audios, you should be able to present them as a media presentation to your local television station or put them on YouTube. The information that you deliver in your final knowledge check needs to be totally and completely deliverable to the general public so that they would love what you've got to say, they would be excited by what you've got to say, and after they read, listen or watch what you've got to say, they would actually say, I want to get started, I want to exercise, and I want to exercise with this person because they've excited me and I believe that they can help me achieve my health and fitness goals. So it's designed to make sure that you have rock solid, confident headspace that yes, you're a top level exercise professional, you want to share your passion and in-depth knowledge, but most importantly, you want to do it in your own unique and memorable way for your target market. So it's not about cutting and pasting, it's not about other people's opinions, it's not about researching on the World Wide Web. The information that you deliver in your final knowledge check, of course, needs to come from your Max program. So the actual knowledge needs to come from your department diploma sessions, from your Max Bites, from your Max Way newsletter, from the No Cow Poo series, and from your enormous resource library. So please don't go Googling, please don't go searching the World Wide Web for information. The information that you put into your final knowledge check is your unique and memorable way of delivering simple, easy to understand exercise to the general public, and that information, the knowledge, needs to come from your MAX program. So keep that in mind. So from a questions point of view, your future clients, doctors, medical professionals, your gym members, your class participants, everybody in your target market will always have the right to ask you, why did you choose to tell me that and how does it work? So why are we doing this and how does it work? Why did you tell me to do that exercise and how does it work? Why did you tell me to eat that way and how does it work? So please keep those two questions in mind as you go through your final knowledge check, that whatever you put into that final knowledge check, anybody should be able to ask you, why did you say that and how does it work? And you would have a really simple explanation as to why you would use that information. So that's really important. The next thing is that you would be confident and you can inspire people to exercise so they can be healthy, fit and strong for a lifetime. So the overall picture of your final knowledge check is that as an exercise professional, you can explain in a simple way and inspire people to be healthy, fit and strong for a lifetime. So be really aware that it's not about a short-term diet, a short-term exercise program, a 12-week challenge. The overall of your final knowledge check is that you could literally help people to be healthy, fit and strong for the rest of their lives. So as I go through these questions, please tick them off in your headspace as you're doing your final knowledge check. Have I covered that off? Have I thought about that really carefully? So the next thing to consider is that when you produce the information, that everybody who reads it would be excited to exercise. So when you chat, when you talk into the camera, when you write, when you type, when you put an audio together, it should be about inspiring, exciting, whether it's children or teenagers, doctors, the fitness profession, your clients, the people in your world, your target market. The key is, because you're an exercise professional, that they would be inspired to exercise. And of course, I don't need to share with you, because you have in-depth knowledge now, that when people exercise, when they're fit and strong, they have a fast fat burning machine, they have a faster metabolism, they have strong bones, strong muscles, they have higher self-esteem, they have a great immune system, so they're unlikely to get sick, or they never get sick. They don't get all the killer diseases like coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, stroke, most cancers, Alzheimer's, dementia, eating disorders, all of those terrible things that happen to most people in the world. When you're healthy, fit and strong, and you have a healthy, fit and strong mind space, you're very unlikely to get any of those killer diseases. So I'm sharing that with you because the overall of your knowledge check is to inspire people to exercise. It's not about telling them what to do. It's inspiring them to want to exercise. So if anybody reads, listens to, watches your final knowledge check, they would put it down or turn it off and say, oh, I've got to go exercise. I'm really excited to get my body healthy, fit and strong, or healthier, fitter and stronger. So it doesn't matter who you're talking to, your unique special message would inspire people to exercise. The next question to ask is, have you studied and learned and practiced and planned and prepared and learned all that you possibly can? And I'm sure you're aware of people who would go through a university course or went through school, and they did just enough to get by. They did just enough to pass the test, just enough to get through the exam. As an exercise professional, I'm sure that you don't want to be that person. I'm sure that you want to learn everything you possibly can. You want to learn it all. Now, the beautiful thing about what we do as exercise professionals is we can never learn it all. We need to be learning every single day because things are changing all of the time. And I share that with you because obviously when I did my first qualification, there were no boxing classes, there were no Les Mills classes, there were no 24-hour gyms, there was no personal training. So my original course is obviously way out of date. every single day as an exercise professional, I'm learning, and I'm sure that you want to learn too. So rather than hit your final knowledge check with, well, what's the least amount I can do to pass the test? Remember, this is not a test. This is not an exam. This is not an assessment or assignment. This is a representation of you as an exercise professional. So how do you want the world to see you in your own unique and memorable and different way? You're going to share you as an exercise professional with your world, and that's what your knowledge check is all about. So the next question is, the information that you share, will people argue about what you've said or what you've asked or what you've put into your knowledge check? And is it possible that if people are arguing about what you've said, that they're not going to listen to what you say because you've obviously created information that they disagree with? So the really important part of this knowledge check is that the information that you deliver is so logical and uses so much common sense, and it's based on information that you can explain anatomy and physiology in such a simple way that people won't argue. Whether they're a doctor or another personal trainer or an exercise professional or your next door neighbor, an accountant or a lawyer, and everybody likes to argue about exercise, but this piece of information that you're producing, your final knowledge check, everything in there cannot be argued about. So whether I read that information out loud at a medical conference, or you put it onto your own Facebook page or a blog, or you give it to your local chiropractor to deliver it at a conference, that nobody would argue with any of us because the information that you have delivered is such common sense and logic that it makes sense to everybody. That's a really important part of what we're doing. So then the next question is, the information that you share, is it genius? And of course, the definition of genius is that you've taken something really complicated and made it really simple to understand. So if you've ever listened to a doctor talk about type 2 diabetes or an exercise physiologist talk about the endocrine system, or if you ever listen to, and I have every single day because I'm learning every day, scientists and doctors make the human body really complicated and unfortunately really boring. But if you are really excited about the human body because it is an amazing machine, then you'll take the complicated processes of the endocrine system, the hormonal system, the digestive system, the muscular and skeletal system, and you'll make them really exciting. So please be aware that your final knowledge check is about your genius, how you're going to take something complicated and make it sound really simple. And so simple that a child could understand it. So if you have children in your life, then please prepare your final knowledge check to be able to be delivered from anything from 5 years upwards. And obviously there are some children even younger than that would be really excited about how the heart works or how the brain works or how to get fit and how to get strong. So you'll know that you have completed this with genius if you can share it with children and you hear those children sharing it with their friends. Then you'll know that you're an absolute genius, and the information that you've delivered is not just great information, but it's so exciting that kids want to talk about it. So if you just deliver some boring piece of information that you've Googled and I read that out to a five-year-old child, they'll either run away because they're bored, or they'll fall asleep because they're bored, or it has no value to their life. And that's the really important thing, that the information that you deliver in your final knowledge check is information that people will be excited to put into their life. The next question to ask is, when people listen to you, when they watch you, when they read you, they will actually walk away or turn the button off and say, wow, that sounds really simple. I can do that. It's not even about delivering information and making exercise exciting. It's about how can exercise become so simple that people actually want to do it. So number one is, yes, excite and inspire people to exercise, but then you have to give them the simple ways that they can exercise. So for example, if someone goes to the doctor will say you should do 30 minutes of walking every day, for example. If somebody is overweight, and let's pick somebody who's 100 kilos plus, and they try and walk for 30 minutes, not only will they find it really boring, but they actually won't be able to do it. And that's perhaps one of the reasons why there are so many people who don't exercise, because the original prescription they were given is too hard. A lot of people have been told by their doctor, you need to go to the gym. But when they go to the gym, the program they're given is 3 days a week and it takes an hour and it's 27 exercises, 3 sets of 10, and they can't do it even if they wanted to. So they get bored and they either don't start or they stop. So this the outcome of your final knowledge check is not just to inspire and excite people to exercise, but they actually want to go and do it. So they would say, wow, that sounds simple. I can do that. I want to start exercising and I want to keep exercising for the rest of my life because I have a really good understanding of why exercise is so important for me. And take note from the dentist. They've obviously figured out a way to inspire people to brush their teeth every day because the world does it. Even people in fourth world countries will still get a stick even if they haven't got a toothbrush. They'll get a stick to clean their teeth. So obviously there's been a message sent out to the world by the dental associations of the world that it's really important to brush your teeth every day. As exercise professionals, is it possible that it's important for us to be known as the people who have made exercise so exciting, interesting, inspiring, and important that we would want to do it every day to keep our body healthy, fit, and strong for a lifetime? So I hope you can hear the passion in my voice. That's the information. That's the way you would deliver the information in your final knowledge check. And then a really important and personal question, what kind of exercise professional do you want to be known as? When I read your final knowledge check, when people read your final knowledge check as a blog post or a social media post, what is the reputation that you want to have? Do you want to just be the person who delivers information? And there's plenty of that, of course. Or do you want to be the person who inspires people to think for themselves and inspires people to start and keep exercising? And that's a really important personal question to ask as you do your final knowledge check. When people read this information, what will be my reputation as an exercise professional? Really important to finish off. If the information that you deliver can be Googled, that means everybody can Google it, which means it's not unique and different to you. So please don't use Google as your tool for producing your final knowledge check. Please use your Max education, all the resources available to you, and I'll share them again. Yes, there are your diploma sessions and there's 100 of those. Yes, there are Max Bites every day and you have access. If you don't have them all, I'll send them to you. Yes, there is a No Cow Poo series for exercise and for business and for science of exercise every single day. And the No Cow Poo series has been going now for 4 years. So there's thousands of them. We haven't missed a day for over 4 years. So there's literally and I cannot put it any other way, there's thousands of hours of information and resources and written and verbal and video material in your Max program. So please don't use Google. Please use your Max program, your common sense, your passion, your excitement to produce information that's going to excite and inspire people to exercise and then give them the simple, easy, effective ways that they can exercise and have a healthy, fit, strong body. And also be aware, of course, that the fitness industry delivers really complicated messages. They deliver messages that people argue about. Everything from being a vegetarian to a carnivore, everything from eating five times a day to eating once every 5 days, everything from doing one set of an exercise to doing 50 sets of an exercise, it's all really confusing. So please don't use any of that confusing information because you'll just be like every other person in the very busy crowd of the fitness industry. Please be the exercise professional who makes it really simple and easy to understand, and you don't use other people's information. I don't want you to use my information. I'm really excited to learn from you because you'll take the in-depth concepts of the Max program and turn them into something really exciting that you want to be able to share with your world. So for example, I have one student who's creating, she's a school teacher and she's turning her final knowledge check into a play that her 10-year-old children can present to fitness professionals, to doctors at their school, to their parents. I have a student in New Zealand who's created an exercise program for loggers, and her entire final knowledge check was about getting loggers, men who cut down trees for a living, to exercise, and it's for a very short period of time, literally 3 to 5 minutes every day. I have students who have turned their entire knowledge check into poetry. They've turned it into a movie movie. They've turned it into a book. And it hasn't been the scenarios that I've picked. They've picked their target market and they've adapted each one of those real life scenarios to suit their target market. So whoever you want to train, whoever you're excited about working with, make sure they would read your final knowledge check and be really excited about it, including me. Remember, I've been doing this for over 30 years. I've listened to millions of hours now of information, and I'm really excited to learn from you. You'll have a different passion to me. You'll have a different passion to everybody else in your world. So whether you want to get people to climb mountains, run Spartan races, compete in bodybuilding, be awesome mums, be great corporate dads, be sports people, be sports coaches. Doesn't matter who your target market is, your knowledge check needs to be you sharing your passion and enthusiasm with your target market. So they read your final knowledge check and say, wow, that sounds simple. I want to do that and I want to train with you. So I'm really looking forward to reading, listening to, watching your book, your movie, your poetry, your special plan for your special clients, which is called your Max Final Knowledge Check. Can't wait.